sentence now.
She acts very quick now, right now, today. Mm-hmm. Probably depending on who my listener was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a man is very set in his own ways and won't change, you might say to him, don't be so
hard-headed.
Anything else?
Close-minded.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say he's mighty
short-tempered.
Or any little thing goes wrong, it upsets him. He's
very tense.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
Or
mad.
Mm-hmm. If there's a burning building and people are trying to get out, somebody might say, just keep
calm.
All right. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very
tired.
And if you're extremely tired, then you're all
worn out.
All right. If a person has been well and suddenly you hear that he has gotten some disease, you might say, last night he
became ill.
All right, another way of saying that?
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. He's sick now, but he'll be well again
tomorrow. Next year.
Or not a definite time, but a vague sort of phrase. He'll be well again
soon.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say he's
catching a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice and it got very low, you'd say he was
getting a frog in his throat.
Okay, another way of saying that your voice is
hoarse.
Uh-huh. That's a
cough.
All right. You might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired.
Or
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I usually
get up.
Well, before you get up, you
wake up.
Mm-hmm. He's still sleeping. You'd better go and
awaken him.
Okay. I won't do that. If a person can't hear anything at all, you might say he is stone
deaf.
All right. If he began, well, he'd been working hard and he took off his wet shirt and he says, look how much I, showing how wet the shirt is.
Have perspired.
Any other way to say
it? Sweated.
All right.
Sweat.
What about a discharging sore that has a core in it?
A ball.
Mm-hmm.
Rising.
And do you use rising?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. And what is the stuff that's inside?
Pus.
If you got an infection on your hand so that it got bigger, you would say, my hand
has swollen.
All right. And if it's not infected, it probably won't
get infected.
Using the same word, though. Another form of the word.
If it's not infected, then it won't swell.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday it
was very swollen.
Well, say that another way.
Swell.
Yesterday
swollen.
It. Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid under the skin is
pus.
In a blister?
It's just water.
Okay.
What is that stuff?
I think it's water. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a bullet
scar?
No, before it forms a scar, when it's fresh, when it's just happened.
Bullet wound.
Uh-huh. Do you know the name for a kind of skinless growth that has to be burned out of a wound? It's a kind of flesh.
Wart.
It's around a wound. It's a name for a type of flesh. This is something I have read, but I have never heard used. Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call a brown liquid that stings that you might put on a cut that is not mercurochrome or methylate? It's an older name, I think. It has a skull and crossbones on the label.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, it begins with a T.
No, it begins with an I. That, in fact, is the first syllable.
I know it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they used to give people as a tonic for malaria?
No.
Well, do you know what the tonic is in a gin and tonic? Same stuff.
No.
Or it's pills that they took for fever. Or sometimes they would put it in capsules and take it for a cold.
No, I don't know.
It starts with a Q.
Canine.
That's close.
Quinine, what is it?
That's close enough.
That's not it, and you know it. What is it? Is it?
That is the word, uh-huh.
That's not how we pronounce it.
That's good enough, though. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you would say he...
Unconscious. Oh, he died.
Okay, and what's a way that you might say that to a veiled
way? He passed away.
All right, any other terms like that?
He's deceased.
Okay. Do you know any crude ways of saying that somebody died, or joking ways?
Kick the bucket.
Okay.